It's New Year's Eve, and you and I have reluctantly, probably, decided to go to my friend's New Year's Eve party. We're still not the best at making new friends, but we decided we should try and be social, since we knew there were going to be a lot of older local couples there. And by older, I just mean it wasn't going to be a New Year's Eve party filled with 20-somethings who just wanted to get wasted. Or even adults who just wanted to get wasted. But it was supposed to just be a fun evening of socializing and ringing in the new year. She requested that it be kind of a fancier party. Everyone loves an excuse to dress up, and this particular friend was fond of themed parties. And so she decided it was going to be a roaring 20s theme. I'm sure it was not an original idea in the least, as I'm sure there are hundreds and hundreds of roaring 20s parties going on tonight for 2020, but we decided to play along. We love an excuse to dress up. Or at least you love an excuse to dress me up. And we've been planning to go to this event, and you'd gotten me kind of a slinky, flapper-style dress and some stockings to match. Fishnets, I think. Very classy, smaller fishnet, nothing wide and cheap looking. We take stockings very seriously. And I had a pair of shiny, silvery kind of shoes to go with it. My hair was kind of slicked back into a low bun. Was wearing a smoky kind of eye makeup, a little bit glittery and silvery, but definitely got some darker gray tones in there. And a dark, kind of maroon purple lipstick. You finally tracked down the name of that lipstick I had gotten that one night that was, blowjob proof. And you had bought it for me as a Christmas present. You loved the dark color, and you knew it could stand up to the events of the evening. Whatever ended up happening. I get nervous in large groups of people that I don't know very well. That usually causes me to drink a little more than I should. And I was determined to make sure that you were limiting the amount of champagne I had that evening. And so when we got to the party, we each got a glass. You pretty much just held yours most of the night. You handed me one and told me I could not have another until I had talked to at least 3 new people. I made my way over to the corner of the room that had the 1 or 2 girls that I did know and started talking. Eventually, that led to me introducing me to their husbands and the groups of men that had kind of gathered around in circles. But there was one friend who I had met a few times before. It was one of my friends. It was one of her husband's close friends, I think. He was single, but a nice, normal guy. You had walked over and put your arm around me as the three of us were talking. You noticed more than once how his eyes started to wander. He couldn't seem to hold his focus during a conversation. Now, they weren't really wandering to anyone else in the room in particular, but they kept wandering down off of my eyes. The dress you had picked out was particularly low cut and strappy, which meant I couldn't really wear a bra with it. But it was a heavy enough fabric in that flapper style with kind of fringe elements that it wasn't sheer or thin or anything. It was very nice, and even though it was a cold December evening, my nipples were well covered. But you'd think that he had X-ray vision or something, the way he was examining my body. You noticed this and just leaned in to whisper in my ear. You think I should give him a tour of some of the rest of the house. I'd been here before, after all, and he'd just been invited as a friend of a friend. I knew what you were asking me to do. I wasn't sure how he would appreciate or react to this hospitality, given that I was not the lady of the house. But I asked him if he had been here before and if he had seen their particularly interesting guest room. He said no, and I proceeded to tell him about this guest room that had really intricate built-in cabinets. It was one of the older houses in the area. And I did love looking at older details. I offered to show him, and at first he was a bit confused and asked if you wanted to come along. And you said you needed to freshen up your drink and that you would be along in a minute. We walked towards the back of the house. The guest room was the farthest away at the end of the hallway. I knew this would be the most secluded area. We got back to the room, and I showed him the details and the architecture that made the room particularly interesting. He took a few steps forward, and as he was walking in front of me, he commented that the details weren't that impressive and that I had quite tucked it up. But by the time he turned back around, my dress was around my ankle, and I was standing there in nothing but a pair of panties, a garter belt, stockings, and heels. He was a bit shocked. I think he said something like, "Won't your husband be back any minute?" And I told him that you wouldn't mind, and that you're not jealous. That eased him a little bit, but I could tell he needed a little more of a push. I told him you loved to share me, and if he wasn't opposed, that you wouldn't at all be startled when you came in a few minutes. His eyes were glued to my breasts, Nipples fully hard. So I decided to just give him a little encouragement and drop to my knees and unzip his pants to find his swollen cock. It's getting harder in my mouth. And I could feel him starting to push the back of my head. Down further onto his cock. I stood up slowly. Looked at him and stepped one foot out of the in front of the other out of my dress. Walked over to lay down on the bed and spread my legs wide. Heels and stockings still on, panties spread to the side. He didn't realize it, but you had already entered the room. And when he hesitated for a minute, you just told him he better go over there and fuck me, or that you would. And he would miss out. He pressed all the way into me. Deep in my tight, wet little cunt. He kept telling me how good it felt, how hot this was. He was talking. It wasn't enough stimulation. You came over to the bed, got on your knees near my head, and just put your cock in my mouth. Told him I really needed it dirty. Filthy. He started fucking me harder. You told him I can really take it. Give me what I deserve. Fuck. I could tell he wasn't gonna last long. So he asked you. He didn't ask me, because at that point it didn't matter what I wanted. He asked you where you should come. And you just looked down at me, tits bouncing, your cock in my mouth. And you told them to come deep inside that wet little slut. She deserves it, don't you think? Don't you think she deserves your cum? Oh, and I just nod my head, moaning in agreement around your cock as he pumps harder, harder, and faster into me. Fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. He's close. I can feel it. Oh, he starts to lose control. Starts coming. Filling me. All of his hot cum. Pumping into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Fuck, it feels so good. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You reach down and start rubbing my clit. Really furiously. You tell him not to pull out. You tell him to keep pumping me. Keep fucking me. Because you can sense that I'm close too. Oh, yes. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Just like that, I start coming on his cock. Oh, fuck. Moaning around your cock in my mouth. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Yes. Thank you. Oh, thank you. You know what I needed. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you. Oh. Thank you. Oh, fuck. Oh. You tell him. You tell him to pull out. As he starts backing away, you tell me not to forget my manners. And bend down and clean off his cock with my mouth. Every last drop of cum off of it. Oh, I can't leave him messy since he has to go back to the party after all. When he's done and leave the room, you tell me to just put my panties back on. And pull up my dress that I don't get to clean up yet. Maybe someone else will smell how much of a slut I've been and want to use me again. The night was only getting started after all.